Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
But, and it's also, the house is going to be too small, I think, but we're starting to think, figure out just, you know, do we stay in this house and make it more fitted to us, or do we, you know, just go for the gold and try to figure out what we, you know, really match all of the things that we kind of feel like we need. And it's huge. It's crazy.
Well, like, I still feel like it just happened yesterday. So, like, I'm like,
it wasn't a big deal. We were fine.
Eric is being super sarcastic. You can't tell from his voice because his voice is the
same. Listen, everybody listening to this knows that I'm being sarcastic because they heard us bitch and moan about it for a year. Whether it was our friends here or our friends across the world.
Across the world.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Though in release time, didn't we just move, basically?
Right, yes. And I feel I feel so bad too, because like Danny Chen was like, hey, when are you guys going to write the ads again? And I was like, I want to, but I'm dead. Still, I feel like I just moved yesterday. Like, we're still, you know, we're still settling into this house and trying to make it what we want it to be. Like, we haven't been living here, so it's so just overwhelming all the time, projects and there's still stuff downstairs that's unpacked, and it sounds like I should, like, I feel guilt over that. Like, I want to be moved in. It's been 6 months, but I have little kids and I have depression and I'm really tired.
But you guys planted raspberry bushes.
Raspberry bushes and 9 fruit trees.
Yep, that's awesome.
Ever since, my left knee is broken and I am limping a lot, so that's fun. I'm like, please don't.
Why did you break your left knee?
Yeah, I did it on purpose. Yeah. I did it on purpose. It was
Greg,
like
I love his words of wisdom.
It was performance art.
I miss talking to you.
Performance art.
Performance art. Well, I still can't say that I approve.
All right, just give me a second to really quick read the email you sent.
That was my sad clip.
Greg, did you even know that it existed?
I told him about it.
Oh, you did?
Yes,
oh,
okay. Yes, I was given a heads up.
I did read it, but I wanted to actually absorb it, and I haven't absorbed it yet. That's the problem. All I could do was respond and talk about laundry.
I just have a feeling that, like, we're about to head towards the end, at least relatively soon. So I was like, we should probably know what's been going on so we know what to do.
Okay. Let's kill this vampire, guys.
Yeah.
What? This what? What are you talking about? Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Ooh.
The inspiration for this recap came from the love of my life, Katie Ryan.
Me?
Yep. She told me, witches get stitches.
Yeah, I did. I said that.
You forgot?
I forgot. I did. Because he had to write it one. He was like, I have to write the recap. I'm like, dude, the recap should just be witches get stitches, you know?
Yep.
Because they did.
And then that inspired me, so I had to write a little more.
There's more.
There's more. So witches get stitches. That's the recap. But it also made me think that witches get snitches. Golden snitches.
Ooh, and Hogwarts! Oh. Yes, they do.
Also, generally, it seems to be true that liches get riches.
Liches get riches.
Probably due to the amount of power that they get from becoming a lich.
Wow, okay.
So that helps them attain riches.
Wow.
And bitches get itches because of all the fur on them and then their puppies just climbing all over them. It's very irritating sometimes to the skin. Rarely, due to the engineering
doo-doo
behind them.
Rarely
do-do. Next thought. Nintendo Switches get glitches.
Yeah. That's true.
I don't understand why we're doing this rhyming, but it's very fun.
That's, you just nailed it. And this you is explained why... it in the same sentence.
And this is why I wrote my serious recap, because what the fuck?
Well, we already completed the recap portion of this recap.
Okay, witches get stitches.
Witches get stitches.
Nice.
Ditches get pitches in order that they drain properly.
Yes.
And finally, depending on the way your closet is constructed, what sort of organizational system you have in it.
I can't. I can't even get anything.
Uh-oh.
Switches get...
Nope.
Britches? Britches get...
Oh.
Britches get...
Twitches. Fritches. Fritch, niches.
Niches? Niches? Like a niche?
Uh-huh.
Britches get niches!
Or I wrote niches get britches, but I'll accept britches get niches.
Oh, okay. Cool.
There it is.
Yes! We did it!
This episode brought to you by California Closets. And that's all we have for today.
Whew, made it through.
I know, I was worried it was going to be a long one, guys.
Yes, I know. We've been playing too much, I know, it's overwhelming.
I'm eating espresso beans covered in chocolate.
Oh dear.
Ooh.
Keep eating them.
Oh dear.
Come 11 p.m. please.
Oh no.
I should probably save some for that.
So
I wish I could eat those. I've found that I can't even drink coffee anymore at all. Like, not at all. I get panic attacks. Like, totally.
Oh, no.
And I really
The rule
love
is before what? It has to be before 9 a.m.
Yeah. Like, if I drink anything, it's got to be, like, the tiniest bit. It's got to be before 9 a.m. And, like, who the fuck has time to do that when you're putting kids in school and stuff like
decaf.
That?
Decaf. You could do decaf.
Maybe.
But what the fuck is the point?
I have a brand that I really like. I'll just say that.
I don't care.
Okay,
it's decaf.
Yes, you do.
Please tell me. All right. So, depending on how, not loose, but generous Will was with his prestidigitation, is it safe to assume that the gallons of witch's blood is clean from everybody's clothing?
From myself, at least.
That's what I'm asking. I'm trying to set the scene. You're all outside of the room in which this slaughter happened.
Right.
We could go out in the rain, couldn't we?
You could, but you haven't yet.
Well,
I may go,
I guess
Flank
you stuck
doesn't
your
like
head
to
out
have
the window
all
once.
The people's blood all over him.
If people, like, are watching me clean myself, I'll clean them.
People
no
are definitely watching you clean yourself.
Ew.
Especially Bathwack.
I would do it if people want it. But I feel like it's like kind of a private-ish kind of thing. It's weird, right? Like cleaning
it's
someone's
body. It's like,
here,
point at my dirty parts.
Right! I mean...
make them clean.
I don't want to, like, welcome people into my magic world. It seems a little
Nick
personal.
Just walks up to you with his armpits out.
Ew!
I will make you find them. I'll just show them to you.
Oh, he is so far away from the microphone. That's terrible. You have got to get closer.
Oh, man.
Here, I'm going to put things
prop him up.
You.
Both of you are...
Way.
Both
we'll
of you are so far. That's so far away.
Why we have a really that? Awkward setup. I don't know how to make the microphone better.
Is it structurally integral to your house right now?
It's a load-bearing microphone.
Yeah.
It doesn't even sound like it's on. Like, she's closer and she's
what,
still
really?
So far
oh,
away.
Maybe it's
tap it.
Microphone
tap
right
it.
Now.
You guys
it.
Are...
Yeah, that's off.
Ah!
Distant.
Okay. Oh!
Plug it in.
You're getting even farther away somehow.
Turn it on. Turn it off.
Have you tried... In.
Ah, that's better.
Oh, yeah. Yep,
there we go.
Back.
Yes.
You still have to speak loudly.
Yeah, I don't know what I said. Oh, I said, you don't have to find them, I'll show them to you, or something like that.
Who was that?
Your dirty
you?
Spots?
Get out of here.
Yeah. Now you're like, yeah, please unplug the microphone.
All right, well, of my... objective was attained. We got bogged down in the minutiae of how people clean themselves, where I just wanted to say everybody's clean. So as you sort of get over the events that happened in that room, which we will speak of no longer, witnessed over by Aunt Booty.
Yeah. She watched us do that whole thing.
What happened to the cats when we killed their...
We haven't gone through there yet. We'll find out in a minute.
Why can't you just tell us?
Well, because you don't know. I could tell you literally everything right now,
yeah.
But I won't. I won't even tell Katie.
I know. I ask a lot,
pretty rude.
Too.
Yeah, she does ask a lot.
I'm like, oh my god, we're not...
What's happening? Where do we go? along those lines, Nick seems to gather himself, compose himself relatively quickly. Mm. And he says, okay, guys, so I've been sort of compiling, you know, this place is really complicated and confusing. And so he pulls out this sheaf of paper and he says, I've been like kind of like trying to diagram out where we've been and where we can go. And as far as I can tell, here are a few places that I think that we haven't really explored or that remain sort of mysteries to us. So here, first look, right here, I drew some yellow arrows on this sort of sketch that I made.
Hmm? Like, am I supposed to actually look somewhere or what?
Oh, okay. I see them.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So right here, first off, there was that small staircase that was off of that fancy room with the fireplace that went down. We didn't go there.
Right.
There's also the staircase. If you look down here,
you need him to be.
If you look down here, this is what he focuses all his brain power on.
Yeah,
yeah.
Making maps in his head and on paper when we're not talking to him.
If you look down here, this is where the he points. This is where the rat piles jumped on Lank. Mm. That's the top of that staircase, and that goes down a couple floors that we've seen, but then it kept going down, and we didn't go down there. Mm. Same with the staircase outside on sort of the ramparts. Mm-hmm. That one went down further, so that's a possibility. Mm. Also, down in the sort of the chapel area, where we found the guy and the statue, and Blank was all OCD with the pews, there was sort of an opening at sort of the bottom end of that room that we didn't really go in, sort of mirroring where we came down from.
Can you please also please give us a list of the pros and cons of each?
One moment.
Some of them, Nick seems to have drawn two stars, and others one star.
Hmm. Someone should teach Nick how to draw stars. Some of them are...
Yes. If you think we should go down the path with the two stars, leave us a two-star review. No, I don't. Don't do that.
The one time he makes that joke.
Nick apologizes. He confides in you that he's Jewish and he's used to doing six-pointed stars, so these five-pointed stars, which he did to make it so seem, you know, more secular and more accepting of all faiths. He's not as familiar with drawing those, so.
Okay.
Little backstory.
Okay, that's believable.
Yep, thank you.
That's really believable. All the Jews I've known in my life just can't draw stars.
Yeah.
Fact.
It is.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
It's so bizarre.
And somehow it always came up in conversation, so you knew that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've compiled the data. Will brings out his own sheaf of paper. Oh. Yes, you're right.
Let's cross-reference.
That's verifiable. Nick must be Jewish. This makes total sense.
Good. Anyway, so then also there was the sort of secret staircase we found in Rahadin's office.
Yeah.
If you see where I'm pointing here. Yeah. We didn't explore that. And then there was the hallway that Lank peered down where he saw the mongrel folk guy disappear into a doorway.
Yeah.
That was nearby.
I was going to go down that hallway. I forget why we didn't.
Because there was a fight. No, there was a fight. We started fighting the Rahadin guy. And you ran back to help with the fight.
I forgot I wasn't actually involved in that. I'd moved on. It's like, eh, fights.
Eh, fight.
I'm much more interested in foggy hallways.
And I didn't draw an arrow on here, because I just realized it now, but there was also a door at the south end of that long room filled with bones, with everything made of bones, in that same place where Lank looked down the east hallway. There was a closed door at the south, and who knows what the hell's behind that.
All right, so what do we want to do?
I think we should vote.
Well, that
okay.
Now we have to remember all the options in order to vote. That's
what do you mean, remember? I've laid them out right here. They're right in front of you. Just point with your finger.
Other orders.
What?
So where... Can we go back to the view where we are now?
Are we still in the bedroom? Where the... Oh, no, the witches. Sorry, the witches.
Yep, he pulls out the sheaf of the floor that you're on now. He said, you are
back
here.
Back to page one of this PowerPoint. Mm-hmm. How about... Oh, no, I'm lost again.
So to get out of here, we have to go up and then down.
Okay. All right, okay. Well, first let's
go up. We should get out of here, because we searched the room, didn't we?
Yeah, we searched.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Esmeralda is in here, so
right.
No,
really should still be the focus. So, yeah, Lank would vote to move at least back to where we have more choices.
Right.
Okay.
So I was thinking, I don't know how everybody else is feeling. This is kind of a bolt hole, if you will. There's basically one way in, at least that we're aware of.
Mm.
Does anybody, do we need to rest at all? How is everybody feeling?
Oh,
says Nick.
Oh, that's a good question.
Let me take stock of myself for a moment.
I do not have full hit points.
Gross.
Okay, well, if we're going that route, yeah, I'm checking my hit points too.
Yeah, I'm down 10 of them.
Lank? Yeah, Lank might use a rest.
I'm thinking short rest, long rest. What do we need, people?
Well, Lank doesn't have to recharge spells. What do you get for short rests in terms of hit point regeneration?
You can spend as many hit dice as you
That's
want.
Right.
And you get to, for each one, you roll that die and then add your constitution modifier.
I would defer to the spellcasters if anybody needs the full long rest.
I have most of my slots still.
That's good.
So well, okay. Assuming that we are going down to our deaths, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's not even bother. No, I'm just kidding.
What's the point?
Right. But in reality, if we're going down, if we maybe are going downward, if we're looking for Esmeralda, didn't the statue say she's in the crypts? Is that right? Did we hear that?
Yeah, we were trying to remember. Did we make that up, or did we just assume she's in the crypt?
I think that that's
what... You touched the toes of 10 statues, and one of the questions you asked was,
right.
Where is Esmeralda? And one of them said in the crypts. So assuming you can trust the statue,
right.
You think she's in the crypts,
right.
And assuming you're familiar with architecture norms, crypts are down.
Right. So where Esmeralda is... Are we going to assume Strahd's down there, or do we think this is just a haunted house with Strahd dummies coming down from the ceiling? Basically, what I'm asking is, should we be as strong as we can before we go down the basement, or are we actually worried about, this is Will saying this out loud, or are we actually worried about Esmeralda that much and we need to rush down there? Because we already slept here, and maybe she's already dead.
Yeah, I think Lank would vote, yes, Esmeralda's our priority. I can soldier on. I'm fine. Unless somebody else is really in bad shape, I would vote we move on.
I'm going to say one more thing, Lank, about Esmeralda. And I don't know if this will change your
All right.
rescue mission. But
Lank takes out a notepad and pen. Okay, go ahead.
But she loves Blinsky.
Nick was about to hand you one, and then he takes it back.
Oh, so
this is the one you gave me at our last community meeting. Mm.
He feels a little better.
So I don't know if any of you remember this, but it's something that
I'm assuming probably
have been thinking about. No, I am being Will right now. I'm not trying to be judgmental
Excuse
of
me.
Anybody. I'm trying to be Will. He's gonna say, well, actually he is judgmental, right? But that's not the tone of voice I'm trying to
Got
I'm
it.
Not trying to be Katie being judgmental, I'm trying to be Will being a dick. All right. So I don't know if any of you remember this. But there was, you know, remember when we left the Amber Temple and it collapsed, right? Does anyone remember what those whispers said? Does anyone remember?
I don't remember what they said
okay.
or whispered.
Well, there was a bunch of whispers and I think most of us heard them. I think all of us heard them.
I believe so.
They said, "This is your last chance. Pray that one of them works out for you." Now, the thing is, guys, I don't know if any of you noticed, but Esmeralda was really weird when that happened. She looked really weird. Now, I'm wondering if she's somehow a piece of shit and she's like leading us here or something. Maybe she got carried away by bats, but it really wasn't her. Or maybe she's in on some kind of Strahd plan. That's all I'm going to say. Are we really willing to risk ourselves and go down the basement and get eaten by Strahd for Esmeralda?
Remember though, that she was in the cards.
And what was her, what was the thing? She was one
she would
to
help
us
in
the
fight
against darkness.
Black holes.
Oh gosh. Oh,
she's
no.
so fat that even a black hole can't pull her in.
What the hell?
That only just recently have we been able to image her.
Oh no. No.
Okay, well,
it's just all I'm gonna say, because I mean, what could make her look so scared? Rafina,
well, I would like to remind you of the story of Frodo, and because I've read The Lord of the Rings, as Rafina has read Lord of the Rings, because that's something that
exists in all universes.
Everybody does in every universe. And Gollum was an evil creature, but he still played an important role. So that's what I wanted to say. Maybe she is evil, but maybe we still need to. Maybe we still need to work with her.
I think we have to give her the benefit of the doubt. Will, I think your concerns are valid, because, I mean, if we think back to everyone we've met here since we all arrived, the vast majority of them have turned out to be murderers.
Right.
We still need to help her. I think we still need to go looking for her.
All right, all of you guys go in front of me, please. I'm just saying.
Well, how would that be any different from
every
the
other
moment
time.
We met?
Hey, sometimes I walk beside.
Sometimes
people.
You're floating above them.
Yes, also that.
And also
that,
behind.
Nick. Right. All right. Well, all right. So, sorry. Are we going to rest or what? I mean, I need a little healing.
I don't think we need. Do you need to rest?
I need to heal a little bit because I have like 20 points. I got hit pretty hard and I have like no armor. I have pathetic armor.
But you just
armor.
Need an hour, right?
Does it? Yeah, the short rest.
Yeah, we can. I guess we could just do that if that's what people want to do.
Works for me. I need to file my nails.
Like, because Rafina, you're the one that heals us. Do you need a longer rest to get your spells back?
I do what?
Yeah, I know. Rafina, please stay with me. We need you. We're about to go get eaten by a vampire. We need
I feel
you.
6/7
I'm coming,
capable.
Danny.
Is there a problem? Okay,
yeah,
we've got
a problem.
Uh-oh.
Well, then.
There it is.
We've made a lot of progress, guys. Proud of us.
More than usual.
Yeah.
We're actually in
at
game.
Least, yeah, so I was going to say, at least Alex showed up, and it's 9:15, so that's pretty good.
So, we're going to leave the room, eventually.
We assume.
I don't want to game while they're not here, but just thinking back through the images we were shown, we basically, most of those options were going down.
Yeah.
Down right? or unknown.
Yeah.
Most down or unknown.
There was
okay.
one that was unknown, the one at the south end of the chapel. The rest right. were definitely down, at least.
And we've initially. Established many times that from where we are, we can't get into the big central tall tower.
You've not seen anything that lets you get into the tallest okay. spire.
So down is probably the way to go.
It's time to die. It's time to die, finally. What we've all been waiting for this whole time.
All of our fans are like, oh,
yes,
God,
they're all gonna die.
Through this.
Every night when we go to bed, after we now remind ourselves to set a watch, we're like, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. And then the next night is like, okay, this time for real. Any second now.
It loses its more and more of its panache every
yep.
time.
Mm-hmm.
It just becomes rote eventually. We'll see you tomorrow, we die. Alright, so I think we all decided that a short rest was to be had.
Mm-hmm.
So feel free to spend your things and do your stuff. And
since this may be the last time to take a rest, I'm going to spend a few hit die.
Yeah.
Ooh, I rolled well. Wait a second. No, I rolled well, but I rolled the wrong die. Okay.
I rolled one. And I got 7 more, so now I'm only 71 out of 74.
Okay.
I'm going to roll one more, just for fun. Ooh, 10. Now I have too many. Darn it. Oh, well.
Too many hit points. All right. Cool.
Blood just starts gushing out of Rafina's eyes, but she seems fine with it.
Oh, no.
I just cleaned up blood.
All right.
What are you doing? Did you...
All right, I rolled three.
Okay.
So I'm almost at full health. I'll call that good.
All right. So everybody feel like they're feeling a little better. Mm-hmm. Maybe in the meantime, perhaps you wandered over into the room with all the cats in it.
I think that's a good thing to do.
Yes.
I bet you that probably happened. whenever you do, first off, Gertruda is in there.
Hmm.
And she says, oh, is everything okay?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's fine. We didn't just slaughter a bunch of people.
They sounded scary.
Oh, you heard that. Yes, we killed them. Don't worry about it.
They were very scary.
It's fine. Nothing happened. You heard it. They're dead.
Yeah. Don't worry. They were bad. We killed them. We're the heroes.
You're the heroes?
Go. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I could imagine you all seem very, very capable.
Don't go falling in love with all of us. We're going to go die now in the basement.
No. Don't die. Why would you do that?
Because Strahd's going to be down there.
She clutches onto a Bathwax's arm.
Ooh.
Gertruda, stop trying to control everything. We're moving along now.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Here we go.
The cats in the room seem much more docile than before.
Oh, that's good.
They actually seem somewhat curious about you all.
Hmm.
Uh-oh. And not either completely hostile towards or intimidated / scared by you all.
Hmm.
Lank is going to throw caution to the wind and try laying down with the cats like he did last time.
Uh-oh. Oh no, he's rolling dice. Uh-oh. They give you 1,000 kisses.
Yeah. The you got a cuteness of 20,000.
Oh, sweet. Now I'm immortal. This will be handy when we meet Strahd.
You'll have a very cute corpse.
No, they start sort of sniffing at you and batting at you a little bit, and one of them hops up onto your chest.
Do they sniff in his eye holes? Ew!
Yeah,
probably.
Sniff right into the eye holes.
Mm-hmm.
Do the whiskers tickle your eye holes? Can you feel it?
Yes.
Yeah, he's excited.
This is a much better experience than the first time around.
This is how you discover that your eye sockets are now erogenous zones.
Oh! Oh no! Link's getting a little excited, guys.
A cat flings up into the ceiling that was sitting near your belt. Let's put it that way.
Stop.
Well, wow. This went in a weird direction.
Yes.
Talent though, it's like a catapult.
It found a trebuchet in your pocket. What are you talking about? Is that a trebuchet in your pocket?
Meow.
Or are you just happy to see me?
Is there a reason that we would know? Like, is that because presumably these were their familiars, or you might have said that, but like that's what I was assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. Is there a reason that they would feel more comfortable now that their people that they're familiar with are dead? So I don't know what to call the other end of that equation.
Uh-huh. They're like released from them or something?
Yeah, like can I roll for Arcana? Because I have familiars, mm-hmm. but it's not the same. So mm-hmm. I don't know. Would I do Arcana? Investigation? I don't know.
I would say Arcana perception? Would probably be the best.
Religion?
So that means that Slide when you die, Bernard will just become a happy bear.
Oh, yeah.
We'll also turn Lank on.
All right, here we go. 11 plus... 14.
So, I mean, you don't know of anything specifically that would cause this. I mean, you could infer that they were magically linked, and they were definitely changed now that you've destroyed their masters, their controllers, their familiars.
Can I also roll to look at Gertruda touching Bathwack on the arm, and how grossed out am I? Natural 40! Totally grossed out. Oh, sorry. I didn't even have the book. But, like, can I roll to see, like, what that's about? Can I see whether she's, like, attracted to him?
Insight.
I'm a little...
Insight.
...freaked out by that. It's Bathwack, guys. Come on.
Come on.
I know. He's the kingmaker. No, wait, not the kingmaker. He made out with the kingmaker. All right, let's see. Oh, shit. My insight's terrible right now. It is a 5.
A 5. I mean, from what you can tell, Gertrudis seems a little crazy, so you could understand why she might want to touch Bathwack.
Fucking crazy. What a weirdo. All right. Cool.
It makes sense
to
you.
Trying to be chivalrous.
Aww. Ew. I love my double personality when I play this game. I'm always like, I love what Alex does, and then I'm always like, oh, my reaction has to be this.
She seems to take very naturally to your chivalry. If you allow your arm to be held in such a way, she seems to accept that. And
all
right. Oh, he doesn't like it. Oh, I'm excited.
Well, I'm keeping that to myself, but yeah, still just trying to be polite.
Oh my God! Can I roll to see how he feels about it? Rolling. Can I roll that insight, or is that too many insight checks?
Do life? It.
Yeah. All right. All right.
We're going crazy with the insight, yeah, guys.
Fuck. Insight. 13. Insight.
Bathwack's face, as always, is inscrutable.
Ugh, all right.
You're used to reading human features.
Yeah.
And Bathwack is the furthest thing from human you've ever known.
No. What?
Will specifically has decided.
All right. Cool.
And Rafina, you're able to pick up on Will's emotions. He seems intrigued and disgusted all at the same time.
Will, what are these emotions you are feeling?
Stop asking me that! That's so weird!
Nothing's going on right now.
What? What? Look at that! I'm gonna point.
Isn't that... Don't you love how Rafina is, like, in tune with these complex emotions, but cannot pick up on the social cues of what's right in front of her?
I do love that.
I totally point, though. Just gonna point.
Gertruda looks behind her.
Yeah, behind Gertruda, Rafina. Behind her. Yep.
I'm gonna turn to the kitties and say, do any of you know Pippa?
Oh.
At the sound of your voice, a couple sort of stride over to you. One rubs themselves against your leg in a familiar way. They don't speak to you.
In a familiar way. Because you said that, she's now my familiar. I pull out a tuna snack. Have a tuna snack!
Alright, that one takes it happily and devours it.
Aw, would you like to swear at me?
Aw.
I have more tuna snacks. Feel free to come with us if you feel like killing evil overlords.
Ooh, yeah. We could add a herd of cats to our party.
We have to herd them the whole way down.
You force them to stand in a humanoid shape in an alcove and tell them wait till Strahd comes by.
Yeah, and then attack.
And each one has to have a different individualized meow that Eric has to perform.
We can just cover the shape with the robe of eyes so there's just this cute cat nose poking out of the face.
Now that they're not slinking around and hiding and hissing and spitting at you, you're able to count that there are 7 of them.
Oh.
One for each of us!
Slightly lighter herd than I was hoping for, but we'll make it work.
Just stack them.
Does anyone have a giant bag?
As I was traveling to Ravenloft Castle, I met a man with 7 cats.
Nick says, ooh, okay, then what? Where was I?
I'll tell you later.
Yeah, so these cats seem nice now.
Wow.
Aww.
All right, are we going to stand here forever? What are we doing?
No, we're going to keep walking. We're on the move.
All right. Are you going to carefully close the door so no cats get out?
Yeah, I know. Like, should we let them out?
We should. Because
But what if they starve to death? Like, should we let them out?
Oh, that's a good point. Because if we're all killed...
Plus, Lang's got PTSD about having cats along.
Huh?
That's true. Huh? Lang doesn't want any more cats on his conscience. Yeah, let's open the door. I don't want them showing up when the Strahd fight happens.
Right.
Because cats always show up when they're not supposed to.
That's so true. We'll be trying to fight and they'll sit on one of our swords.
Yeah.
Backpack's about to strike now. The final blow and then he steps on a cat and falls downstairs and dies.
Oh no.
That's so great.
So, great. This is the biggest decision you'll have in this whole game, guys.
Let's just see if they follow us.
Yeah. Let's leave the door open and see what they do.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you go through the door and start heading up the stairs, and if you look behind you, you will notice that you are trailed by a chowder of cats.
Aww.
Chowder?
Or is it clowder?
What? I don't know.
Chowder or clowder, I never remember.
I don't know.
One of
it's
those
a powder
is
of cats.
The term for a group of cats.
I've never heard
now
of
I have
clowder.
To look it up.
Cham clowder.
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 Cham clowder.
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 Yep.
That's cute.
A litter of kittens can be called a kindle. Anyway.
Really?
A clowder of cats. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
So you're heading up into the rain, and seven cats trail behind you.
Okay.
Oh, they're not going to want to get in the rain, though. So if we go through the rain, they'll stay put.
Okay, cool. But at least they have the option to go out if they starve.
Right.
Right.
The hope is we're going to survive at least one of... Okay, guys, if anybody survives the day, before you leave the castle, remember to get the cats.
That'll be my top priority when I leave... Ravenloft.
Nick says, I call not cleaning the litter box!
I don't think we need to worry about that. We just need to get the cats out of the castle. Top priority.
I throw a handful of tuna snacks into the room for them.
We'll just have to have Rafina fling open every door in the castle.
I can, yeah!
Oh, that's true.
Oh, just remind me, guys.
Okay. Yeah, we will remind you. Lank will make a mental note now that his mental works.
His mental?
All right, so you head up the stairs and into the rain. You're on top of this sort of big round tower, and the only way that you're aware of is to go across to the other side into the bigger round circular stairway heart tower.
Mm-hmm.
And the cats follow you into the rain.
Oh, for crying out loud. Are you serious?
Yes. Yay!
Like, are they being weird?
Turns out they're all wearing ponchos.
Well, they don't seem happy in the rain.
Oh.
But they're not, like, all, like, in a straight, like, single file or, like, nothing about the... I mean, it's a little weird that they voluntarily go into the rain. They seem... I mean, you might think they're just attached to you. I mean, it's not like... They don't seem possessed or anything like that.
Are we going to go anywhere near that the only nice room we've been in where we murdered the maid? Because we could put them in there.
We could check the map, says Nick. But I don't want to bring it out in the rain.
But then again, if we lock them in a room and then we all go downstairs and die, then these cats are going to die.
Well,
Link.
Rafina's last breath will be to open the door.
I can do it by wriggling my nose. It's fine.
Yeah.
How far away can you cast it? Do we know how deep down we have to go?
Also,
I seem to recall like it was several miles away when we took down that window.
That's true. That was far.
Let me also remind you that if we do die today, then probably all of this land will burn in hell. And so it's not really going to matter.
That was such a sad picture of like Rafina's dead body and then her nose wiggles. The end.
Oh, the end. Oh, no.
Just hear the faintest sound of a door creak in the distance.
And on the outside of the door, it'll say R.I.P.
So I think we should get the cats to the nice room with the beds.
Should we go there?
Thank you for your support, Will.
Will's just like, I just don't see why we just don't let them out. If they're following us, why don't we just let them out of the castle if we can find a door that's open or a gate or something? Right?
Right now you're aware of one door proper, at least that you know how to get to, that you came in. Which
and
was
it's
the
shut.
Front door.
And it's
shut, but we never tried to open it.
This castle is in such bad repair that I'm sure they could get through a crack or something in the
wall. Or we could just throw them out the big giant broken window in that room. I'm just kidding, you guys. I'm not a cat murderer, too.
Two?
You can maybe cram them through arrow slits.
Right.
There's a couple low-lying arrow slits that
cats
you're aware
can
of.
Do that. They really can. They can
How
do that.
How big could they be?
Yeah, are we like... really... Let's just see if they follow us. They're cute.
Oh, God. All right, let's keep walking. Do they follow us all the way wherever the heck we're going?
I don't know where you're going.
Yeah, where are we going?
Lank wants to go to the cute room. Or the nice room. Sorry.
Lank is going to bundle up the seven cats and take them to the nice room. I will be right back.
Ugh. Bundle okay. them up?
Yeah, I'm going to just scoop them up and carry them to the nice room.
Hmm. All right, so Lank and whoever goes with him, I guess.
This castle anybody. could go down for days. Like, are you going to leave the cats there for... I mean, it might take us a week to get down to the bottom of this castle.
Right. That's what I'm saying, too. But I'm not... Will doesn't care enough to, like, actually keep objecting, so...
All right, here's what we'll do.
Guys, I make great puzzles.
God, this is ridiculous.
I'm gonna put them in the room, and I'm going to shut the door just two. And then I'm going to tie a little piece of rope to the door and lean a chair against it and put a candle under it. So, like, in a couple hours, the rope will snap, the door will open, and the cats can get out if they want to. But we won't be around for them to follow, so they won't follow us into a vampire fight.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing could go wrong with that plan. So I'll be right back.
All right. Great.
Okay. I guess that's what we're doing, weirdos.
Hey, I objected, Rafina. I objected several times. I don't know what's going on here. Cats are wild animals anyway.
So Lank comes back and he's like, hey guys, I found this delicious stew.
What?
Lank does no such thing.
He eats it all himself, the asshole.
Okay. I come back, I tucked each cat into a separate bed and set up a really elaborate system to let them out. If I don't think the castle is 1 week's hike deep, but you know, we don't know. So they will be fine. As fine as any of us are going to be.
And then the cats just appear behind Lank when he comes back. We're just like, good job, Lank. We don't see them at all. They're not there.
I think that was a good resolution to the problem.
We should put them in the room with the organ, and they can practice Rossini's cat duet.
At least there's food in there. All right, let's stop talking about this. It's time to go get killed.
All right, so for a long time, I felt like we were talking about that for too long. But then
it felt like
it was what we were going to do. So I accepted it. And now I feel like we should keep talking about it.
I forgot. The idiot who's going to marry Strahd.
Yeah.
She would take care of the cats.
She could. Yeah.
Gertruda. Oh, yeah. Let's make her the cat queen.
Yeah.
Let's crown her the cat queen.
She would. I mean, she's a moron, but she would take care of them.
Well, should we leave her in her nice bedroom with the fire in the other place, or should
let's
we
just
leave
rub
her in the
some
room?
Catnip on her?
Yeah, let's. Okay, Lank goes and dismantles his chair trap, gives her really? The cats, says, "Take care of these cats. We'll be back in a bit." And
you're going to leave me?
She and someone's feeding her, so they're going to feed the cats too, right?
Wait, had we convinced her that Strahd is bad, or does she not believe that?
No, I think she was creeped out by, like, the blood monster and stuff, but she seems so, like,
We will be right back, but we found these cats, and we want to make sure that they don't get out and wet and, you know, get lost in the castle, because cats are curious, and you know what they say, stay here with the cats.
She says, you're not going to leave me here, Batwack, are you?
We're not going long.
He bats his turtle eyelashes.
Wouldn't you feel safer staying in your room with the cats?
I feel like I'd feel safer with you.
Ooh, the king! I adjust my little crown.
I mean, meanwhile, like, I'm covered in witch's blood, right?
Well, I don't know. Did we ever clean that off?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
The cats are licking it up.
Ew.
Time to take a blood bath.
You know, I mean, I don't really care, but it'd probably be safer not traveling with us. That's my guess.
Are you sure?
The darndest things happen to us.
That is true.
Okay. Well, I
would not believe the things that happen to us.
You've been in this castle for a while, right? And you've been safe so far.
Yes, but you all seem to think that things are not as good here as I believed.
Also, you're probably a vampire, so we really don't want you around.
Oh.
What she meant to say is, we're going to go make sure that everything is fine, and we just want to make sure that these cats are well tended to while we're gone. I think Batfleck's right. It's probably safer for you to stay here just while we check things out, but we will not be gone long.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if she stays in this wing that we were just in. I mean, that seems relatively...
The one that has mushrooms growing in the corner?
Yeah, but it seems like separate from the rest of the castle.
And it has a lot of dead witches in it. You like that, little lady?
Yeah.
Probably a lot of cat shit.
I was very rude, perfect and I'm place. Sorry. What I meant to say was we are going to go find an antidote for vampirism, just in case we need to inoculate everybody, including
you. That probably works better, yeah. Well,
what do you think is best, Bathwack?
Bathwack, tell her to stay here.
Why doesn't anyone ever fall in love with me?
Hey, yeah,
do you character. Want her to fall in love with you? Is this a thing that you desire?
No, of course.
Suddenly Nick blushes deeply.
Yay! What a weird relationship. Like an elderly halfling and like dumbass like...
I'd always be playing second fiddle to Bathwack again.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I do think maybe you'd be safer here.
Okay.
I mean, we haven't found that. We haven't found that creature that was in your room.
Yeah.
We're in a completely different part of the castle right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can watch the cats.
I forgot
for us.
About that thing.
They seem pretty nice. I don't know if we have much food though, right? What are we gonna? I'll leave her some of my food.
I mean, there's a bunch of jars here with different things in them. Some of them I could probably eat.
Oh my god, you guys, she's gonna poison herself. Can we put her in another room, please?
Read the labels first.
Of course. Of course. Like, this one says stick. I won't eat a stick.
This one says
Are
brain.
You sure?
Well, it was your
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, Blank would leave some of his rations with her.
Yeah, I'll do the same. Let me see what I'll leave.
You all leave her one single beat.
I was gonna say Will is thinking in his head, like, if I come out of this and I'm the king of Barovia, I'm gonna like walk into this room and be like, get out of here. You dummy. Just get out of my castle.
I'll leave a day of rations.
Okay. That.
Wow.
I mean it's some food. Hopefully we'll wrap this up in a day, right?
No problem.
Yeah, we got this.
Yeah, or we'll never come back.
I mean, we've only been here for about 5 minutes.
Didn't we already sleep here?
Yeah, we did.
That was 5 minutes of Rafina time. 5 minutes in Rafina years.
So many different time scales. Oh, my heavens.
Like, how did we get here?
Rafina says she's 70, but it's literally 7,000 in your years. Oh. That's how old Rafina is.
All right.
I'll leave her a pack of cards too, because I have one of those.
Now you don't.
We're gonna need those.
Now she's got it.
We're gonna need them.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna look at Bernard and be like, "This is a good plan, right?"
He says, "I don't know how many good plans are even a possibility right now."
Right.
Okay, let's go find what's her face.
All right. So. Nick pulls back out his maps. All right, guys, which one are we picking? Are we going to vote? Do we have to come to a consensus? I don't think I'm young enough for that.
We quite honestly started doing that an hour ago, right?
Well, yes. We brought it up, and then other things happened.
We had to take care of the cats.
We did.
All right.
So, to summarize, we've got small staircase with on the fancy room with the fireplace. Two long staircases that end at that same floor, one by the pile of rats, one outside. There's an unknown alcove in the chapel, and there is the hidden staircase in Rahadin's office.
Oh, that one!
I mean, I am interested in what he was hiding.
Yeah.
So I okay. for that.
All right. I hear some consensus. Let's do that.
Also seems like the most direct and dangerous choice.
Oh, good point. Okay.
Great. No. I think that we're getting ourselves into danger. Let's stop pretending like, well, if we go to this side of the castle, we're somehow safer. Yeah.
No, it's all dangerous, but I mean, like, I'm kind of interested in getting to that spire, which seems up. Hmm. And, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe the secret passage.
But as far
there.
As we know, the only way to get up there is to go down, first. Down first. This may all be connected underground.
Yeah. All right. I'm game for whatever. I'm game for something on the Rahadin floor.
Yeah, because there's also that Mongol
hallway,
right?
Yeah. The secret stairs.
I mean, would Lank be... Because Lank was the one that saw that, and I think you communicated with Bathwick, but I don't think the rest of us maybe know about the Mongol folk. Either way...
Caught up at
I
this
think
point.
Lank is most interested in just getting...
Dead.
Like, the fact that we're going downstairs and looking dead. Around where he was, where Rahadin was, I think Lank is all for it.
Okay.
That's the furthest down in the castle you've been.
All right.
Mm. All right. So you all start traipsing down the most... You're pretty much on a direct route. You go down and down and down the Heart Tower, we'll call it. And then there's another set of stairs below. As you're traipsing down, I need Bathwack, Will, and Lank to give me constitution saving throws.
Oh, no. Why?
Unaided by Bathwack's boons.
What's going on, you guys?
Crap.
Well, that's not good.
Oh, shit.
That's a 10 for me.
7. Oh, God, I'm going to die. What is this? What's weird? Wait, Rafina doesn't have to?
No.
Oh. Neither does Nick.
So I don't get my own bonus?
Well, just your, whatever your...
Base one?
Yeah, I mean, if you're proficient in those saving throws, you get that and your constitution, but not any of your, like, special magic-y paladin ones.
Okay, 8.
Okay. All right. So, Will and Bathwack, you hear just, like, in the back of your head, it just sounds like just the faintest whisper.
Oh.
You can't even make it out what it is. It just sounds like faint whispering.
Oh, no.
And you both take 7 damage. You feel like a tightening in your chest, ooh, like near your heart.
Ow!
They, like, got electrocuted?
Not a shock. Just like this, like
a heart attack.
Kind of. Like, you didn't have a heart attack, but you could equate it a similar sort of...
I wonder if I'm like, oh my god, am I having a heart attack? I've known people who have had heart attacks. I'm having a heart attack.
Lank, in the back of your head, you hear what sounds like a multitude of whisperings, interspersed with very, very low growling.
Whoa.
Like dog growling.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What the...
And you take 26 damage.
Oh, for crying out, crap.
It almost feels like you are having a heart attack. As you just feel this insane tightening in your chest around your heart. You can't breathe for a minute.
Oh my God.
It almost takes you to your knees.
Ooh.
Trying to do that math in my head is not going well. Okay. How much did you say I took?
26.
27, thank you.
Is Bernard affected? Can I tell? Okay.
You can.
Yeah.
What,
like,
what's
I'm
wrong,
making,
Will?
I'm having a heart attack.
Oh no! He jumps on you
what's
with his bare paws.
I'm glad we're all up to speed on that.
CPR you.
Wait. Does it feel like it's because we're going down, like, or what?
It just hit all of a sudden.
Oh no.
You know, it didn't. It didn't. So who felt that?
Yeah, what happened, guys?
I think Lank is probably falling down the stairs at this point.
Oh.
I'm going to try to catch him. Pick him up by an arm or something.
What happened, guys?
Voices? And then...
Were you ahead of me? What happened?
You were all kind of in a group.
I heard it too.
Do I have a sense that it's going to come again? Like a sense of impending doom? Just like a heart attack?
You don't know.
Fuck! Should we go back upstairs?
I kind of think maybe we should. Here, and I take an acorn out of my pocket and I throw it down the staircase. Let's see what happens.
You know,
I had a heart attack.
That was the cutest.
Like, guys, we must
acorn.
We must save the acorn.
Let's make sure the acorn can have a place to go if we don't get out of this castle alive.
Leave the door open. Oh no!
What happened to the acorn? Do we just hear it fall down the stairs?
Clink, clink, ding, 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 ding.
Wow, stairs are made really, out of metal.
Really long stairway.
It is a really long stairway.
Oh no.
You know that. You've been down it. No, you're not down. You're not at Rahadin's office yet. This is you just going down the heart.
Oh,
well, for crying out crap.
We're not even as low. We're still not as low as we have been before.
You've been on this staircase multiple times. It's you.
So what level
up
are we
and
at?
Down.
Where are we? Where this
I
is
thought
happening?
We were.
You're like lower descending. Than that, the study with the fireplace, but not quite down to.
What the fuck?
You're like on the same level as the Snow White and the Seven Dwarves room.
Can we see anything in the shaft? Like, are we so high that we can't see what might be down there? Or is there anything in the shaft?
Can roll a perception check if you want to look around to see if anything visible might have caused it.
Okay. 16.
16. You don't see anything out of place. I mean,
so I was going to say that Rafina was. You're okay, right, Rafina?
I'm fine.
Me too, says Nick.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And the three of us accepted gifts.
Maybe, is it because
so
we
I,
are...
I wonder if it's...
Oh, no.
From elven lines?
I don't know.
I want this gift! I didn't want it anyway!
Will says with a sneer on his face.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, right. That's
oh, no. But, like...
I mean, Lang took the most of any of us, and he...
Yeah, Light's
he has the most gifts.
Still trying to sort of recover.
Oh.
How do your eyes feel?
I'm more concerned about my chest, I would think.
Yeah,
you guys like some healing? Does it feel that bad?
Well...
Lank lost pretty much everything he gained in the short rest.
Yeah. I'm going to cast Prayer of Healing for up to 6 creatures of my choice, so I will choose the 3 that got damaged. So, 2d8. Plus my spellcasting ability modifier. 11.
11.
11 hit points.
Ba, ba, ba.
For each. Total or for each?
That's for each.
Oh, cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You get 11. Everybody gets 11. You get 11. You get 11.
You get 11.
Lank is getting back on his feet. Because I think Bathwack said he picked him up, so Lank's sort of like getting settled back on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Breathing hard. So anybody who understands magic, any insights into what that was?
Yeah.
Well, Bathwack's saying he thinks it has something to do with the gifts you guys took.
Oh.
Well, I was just saying it's just the three of us that seem to be affected.
And you said you heard whispering. I heard growling.
You heard both.
Do I know?
Well, yeah.
Do we know that there were dogs? Do we know about his hellhounds? Because hellhounds could growl.
I think I have to summon them for them to have an input.
There may have been lots of rules about those gifts you took that you don't really know about.
Well, then, should we go down more, or should we?
I mean, what's our alternative? Just stay up here in this tower for the rest of our lives?
No, but my only question would be, how many spells do we let Rafina cast before she's exhausted herself and then we meet Strahd and we die?
That's true.
The only thing that I want to keep in mind is, Rafina, how many spells do you have as we go? If that happens again, we might want to come up and take a rest again.
Yeah. I mean, not to be dark, but maybe we're all doomed. And we just need to...
Not to be dark.
Go, and we need to go as fast as we can toward our goal before we can't.
Yeah.
Sounds like a true paladin.
I think Lank would be in agreement. What's to say that height has anything to do with it?
That sounds like a true dwarf.
getting a little racist here, Will.
That's a great D&D joke. It just, I'm so proud of you.
Just kept going with the... Yeah. I don't know. Okay. We're gonna die, so... Right, Bernard? What does it feel like when you die, Bernard?
I'm already dead.
Yeah, what did it feel like? Terrible? Don't remind me I'm a horrible person. Let's keep going.
Yeah, it was fine. Is that what I'm supposed to say?
It seemed just telling you the most horrible thing just to scare you. Mm-hmm. And actually it was no big deal.
Yep. Totally would.
It feels like you're wearing dirty clothes.
Oh, no! The worst! All right. I guess.
All right.
Let's see how much more we die on our way down.
So you're heading down.
See how much more we die. Mm-hmm.
You get to ground level where you'd thrown the chest down and it broke open, revealing the crown. Mm-hmm. And then you head...
And you die. And you die.
Further down, down to the, what do we call it, the Rahadin level.
Yeah.
And here you are. Mm. You came down this stairway that I'm pointing at on the screen with my blue circle. And you have options.
Hmm. Right, so, the stairs...
Left or right.
Yeah. It wasn't focused for me. Where is the circle that you indicated?
Oh, this is the staircase that you guys came down. It's the same one as before.
Okay.
So you came down.
Maybe
there.
Rahadin's office?
Seems
central to this.
Yeah, because I don't know anything about... Or, like, I don't care about the Mongra folk thing. I don't know if anyone else would be interested in that, but I think Will is like, yeah, Rahadin.
Secret staircase.
Secret staircase.
I just want to say, I don't think this affects our decision because we don't know anything, but in the back of my mind, I'm kind of wondering how many hearts, like, could there be other hearts?
Yeah.
Could there be other things we have to kill? It seemed, I don't know. So that heart seemed to be part of Strahd, right?
Right.
That was what Rufina found out.
Yeah.
And so...
We have to find the other Horcruxes.
It was pretty easy to kill, right?
Right.
So I'm kind of... I don't really want to charge straight towards Strahd, but I want to find the... if there's other stuff.
Well, it was so easy to kill that it must not have been a very big part of him, right?
I have no
idea. Otherwise he would have come right away to defend...
Again, I wonder if he's here at all. It's another thing. I keep joking about going down and dying in the basement, but Will is like, this place seems like it is rigged to keep freaking people out, but we haven't actually seen an actual Strahd yet here.
That's a good point, too. Mm-hmm.
So
that is true.
It is possible that he isn't here. I
wonder if Strahd, do you think he's ever been real?
Oh, yes. No, yes. I don't know.
Is any of us real?
Are we just characters in a fictional story?
Rufina looks at her hand.
It's all been leading up to this.
This is the screenplay for waiting
for
Strahd.
Are we a game?
Maybe Strahd is the one who died hundreds of years ago, and the brother is the one who's pretending to be Strahd. No one thinks that's true.
Would that make a difference to us?
No.
Okay.
Rosenstrahd and Gildenstrahd are dead.
There's our title.
So that being said, where are you going? It's still the same question.
I mean, I think it sounds like we want to go down the stairs.
Bathwack was arguing that maybe you want to explore more.
Yeah, but he says it and then he just trails off, and so whatever. No.
Well, we could go down the long hall where I saw the mongrel folk and see if there's some answers there. Or we could just go right at... You know what? I think Lank is inclined to just go at the heart of things. If they can attack us at distance and all this stuff, let's just go for it. We know the cats are safe, so... We can die at peace.
Yeah, we all have life insurance.
Yeah.
Lank's headed into the office, Rahadin's office.
Following.
Okay. Nick puts a hand on your shoulder, Bathwack. He says, I guess you were overruled there, Bathwack.
Too bad you don't have Gertruda here now to fight for you.
I guess good thing I didn't have a very strong opinion at the moment. Otherwise, I'd have to.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have to get mad.
Oh, that's right.
That's why he just trails off. He doesn't want to actually have any opinion.
He doesn't want to find out what the consequences are.
He doesn't even realize he's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And so you're heading into the office to the staircase?
Yep. Do we all have heart attacks again?
And heading down?
And I'm pretty sure that I have searched this room before, right? Mm-hmm. And there was nothing really in here.
All right. So, what order are you all descending the stairs in? I would like to know.
Lank!
Sounds like Lank's going first.
Yeah, I think I...
Lank goes first and takes up the rear, and the rest of you go somewhere else.
Will's in the back, yeah.
I guess so.
I'll go right behind Lank, then.
All right. So, just to refresh your memory, the staircase is of ancient stone, is worn smooth. Thick dust covers its steps, and cobwebs choke the passage, so it does not look like it's been used in a long time. Anybody who can see in the dark, which is almost everybody now...
I can't.
I can't either. I can hold up a light, but...
The majority of people can see in the dark now.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who has a light or can see in the dark can see the stairs descend 30 feet and then end in a landing that... And you can see it looks like it cuts to the left out of view. So, start heading down the stairs. You reach the landing, Lank, since you're first. And you turn left to head down the stairs. And you see the stairs descend, looks like about 40 feet further. And halfway down the stairs, facing you, stands Strahd von Zarovich.
Oh my fucking god.
You dick! Lank Park. just absolutely break the tension of the moment.
His eyes are burning red, like
throw
bright
a fork
red
through him
with anger. He says,
"Lank
is
going to charge him."
Okay.
Oh, what? Well, finish the description.
As you charge, he says, "You have worn out your welcome. Whatever gods you believe in cannot save you now."
Oh my god.
We're doing this on a staircase.
Yeah, yeah, he's halfway down. I would like everybody to roll initiative.
Oh no.
Right. Mongrel folk are looking pretty good now.
Yeah. Shut up, Bathwack.
Bathwack is so happy right now.
This is turning into his windmill moment.
Oh, we should have gone after the mongrel folk. Don't go in the wind.
Sorry, okay.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.